弟兄姊妹们，请把圣经翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn the scriptures to Colossians chapter 3.
我们要读几节。
We'll read a few verses.
从第一节开始。
From verse 1.
我们读到十一节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 11.
哥罗西书第三章第一节到十一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 11.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Alright, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
所以要指使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就是与拜偶像一样，因这些事，神的愤怒已临到那悖逆之子。
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此撒谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人，受隔离的、未受隔离的、化外人、西古提人，为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
In the which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bound nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次有机会和弟兄姊妹们在一同在主的面前寻求明白神的心意。
That we can come together before the Lord to understand His will.
记得一年，也许是一年前还是一年多前，和弟兄姊妹们一同读过哥罗西书。
I remember it was around a year ago that I read Colossians with brothers and sisters.
那一次只能和弟兄姊妹们读了第一章和第二章的部分内容。
Yeah. That time I was only able to share on the first and second chapters of Colossians.
没有把哥罗西书整个的和弟兄姊妹们交通的完整。
But I wasn't able to share fully the book of Colossians.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次我们又有一次的机会可以补偿这样的一个短缺。
We thank the Lord that gave us the opportunity to cover up for what we missed.
当我们再回到哥罗西书的时候，
When we return to the book of Colossians,
我们很容易领会到，在第一章和第二章的里头， 主的话非常清楚， 给我们指出一个事实。
When we return to the first and second chapters, we see that God has revealed a specific truth.
因为人要来到神的面前， 只有一条路。
Because there's only one way for people to come to God.
那就是借着神的儿子。
And that's through His Son, Jesus, God's Son, Jesus Christ.
但是撒旦也知道这一件事情比我们更清楚。
Yeah, but Satan understands this even more clearly than we can.
所以他也在地上的众人中间有一些的工作。
And that's why he has done work on this earth.
他要发动各种各样不同的事实或者是内容。
He wanted to create different kinds of realities.
来要代替 基督是人与神中间发生关系的唯一的路。
To replace the only reality that Jesus is the only way for us to approach God.
当然其中特别突出的是一件事情, 乃是用宗教的领会来代替基督。
A very prominent way that Satan uses is the format of religion.
当年哥罗西教会就面对着这样的一个很大的危险。
That year, the Colossian church met such a format.
在这样的情形的底下, 神的灵就在那里有明显的带领。
That God's Spirit clearly gave guidance during that time.
感动保罗写下了哥罗西书。
He inspired Paul to write the book of Colossians.
向神的儿女们说明一件事情。
To let the children of God know this.
在基督以外没有别的路。
Apart from Christ, there is no other way.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为基督他不但是神的儿子。
Because Christ is not only the Son of God.
并且他是创造的主。
He is the God of creation.
万有都是根据他而给创造的。
All things were made by him.
另外一件事情呢?
Another thing, is that he is the God of life. Through his experience on the cross,
他从死里复活, 败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
He rose from the dead and defeated Satan.
释放了那生命的那个真实。
He released the reality of truth to us, life to us.
然后神就用着他所救赎所做成的来在我们身上显明那个非常非常荣耀的拯救。
God used His salvation in order to reveal in us His wonderful plan.
挽回我们和神中间那个已经失掉了的正常关系。
To restore the relationship that we should have with God.
所以基督是人来到神的面前唯一的路。
That is why Jesus is the only way by which man can come to God.
没有任何的宗教可以代替他。
No other religion can take the place of it.
也没有任何人的道理可以代替他。
And no man's reasoning can take the place of that.
甚至你用无神的那个观念来代替他的话，也不发生作用。
Even if you try to use atheism to replace it, it won't be of any effect.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank our God and our Father.
因为神用着这一位复活的基督, 不单是救我们脱离那个死的权势。
Because God not only used our resurrected Lord to save us from sin and death,
也把他的生命赏给我们。
But he also gave us his life.
叫基督成了我们的生命。
And cause Christ to become our life.
把神的奥秘完全的做成在我们的身上。
And fulfill the mystery of God on our life.
神把他一切的荣耀和丰富有形有体的放在他儿子的里面。
God gave all his glory to his son.
然后把我们拯救过来的时候，也是把我们放在他儿子的里面。
And when he rescued us from sin, he put us into that same glory that his son had.
让我们这些人在基督的里面与我们的主完全的相合。
So that we can be together with God through Christ.
就基督从神那里所接受的，就成了我们所有的。
So that what Jesus partook, we can also partake of it.
这一个就是神在基督所做成的救赎的恩典的里面所要显在我们身上的那个实际。
Yeah. This is the reality that God wanted to reveal through the salvation that came by Jesus.
我们很简略的把第一和第二章里面那个主题的内容这样温习了一下。
So we just basically reviewed what we had, what I shared last time on chapters 1 and 2.
第一和第二章很清楚地把基督的所事和基督的所作向我们来打开。
The chapters had revealed what Jesus is and what he has done for us.
让他成了我们和神中间那个连结的关键。
So that it revealed how Jesus was the key connection between us and God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那我们却继续的接上去，来到第三章、第四章了。
Now we're going to continue now on chapters 3 and 4.
那第三章和第四章里头，在主题上我们去领会的话，那我们领会一些什么呢？
Now if we focus on the main subject areas of chapter 3 and 4, what do we find?
如果我们看到基督在第一章和第二章所显明的，乃是他是我们的生命。
Now, if we know that in chapter 1, God revealed how Jesus was the reveal of our life.
那么第三、第四章呢，就告诉我们一个很具体的事情。
Then chapters 3 and 4 gives us concrete evidence.
基督的生命怎么成为我们的生命？
How does Christ's life become our life?
或者说基督的生命怎么在我们身上来活出他做生命的事实？
Or to be more precise, how does Jesus' life live through our life to show his reality?
如果基督做生命只是一个道理，
Now if Christ's life is only just a doctrine,
不能在我们身上发出那个真实的效用的，
But it has no practical value toward us,
那就这样基督做生命就只是一个说法。
Then Christ's life is just a saying that we have.
你可以去欣赏它。
You could enjoy the saying.
你甚至是可以去炫目它。
You could also desire to have it.
但是只能停留在炫目的这一个地步。
But you can only stay at admiration this way.
没有办法能享用基督是我们的生命究竟是怎么的一回事。
You cannot personally partake of Christ's life in you.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise our God.
借着圣灵的感动，让保罗向我们指出我们怎么和基督做生命这一件事情连接成一个解不开的关系。
Through the Holy Spirit, Paul revealed to us how Christ's life is deeply connected with us.
指导我们怎么活在基督做生命的这一个实际里。
And reveals the reality of Christ's life in us.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise the Lord.
所以我们来到第三章的时候。
So when we come to chapter 3,
我们就很清楚地看见。
We very clearly see.
那个承受神这一个荣耀的旨意的路是怎么去走。
We can find the road that leads us to follow God's will.
让我们在这个路上走上去的时候，我们就走，就活在基督做生命的那个实际里。
So when we walk on that road, we can enter into the reality of Christ's life.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
在我们刚才所读的那些圣经的里头。
In the verses we just read before,
弟兄姊妹，你首先我们就要明白几件事情。
We have to first understand a few things.
明白什么呢？
What do we have to understand?
我们注意第二章那个第十二节十三节那里所说的一句话。
Let's pay attention to chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say?
那里说是我们是与基督一同活过来。
It says, you are risen with Christ.
说到与基督一同活过来以前呢，是说到我们是与主同钉十字架。
Now, before he says, you are risen with him, Christ, it says, we are buried with him.
因此这一两句话所说出的那个事实，乃是我们去承接基督做我们的生命的一个很关键的启示。
So these two phrases reveal a very key factor in our understanding of the Lord.
我们知道神让基督从死里复活，就在我们身上产生了一个这样的结果。
We know that by God causing Jesus to rise from the dead, He also causes something to happen in our lives.
我们在很久很久以前，我们读以弗所书。
Now, a long time ago, when we read Ephesians together,
或者弟兄姊妹们，你自己读经的时候读到以弗所书，
or maybe when you have read Ephesians in your daily reading of the Bible,
你就很清楚地看到一件事情了。
You can very clearly see something.
神把许许多多的人选召回来，拯救了他们。
God rescued thousands of people, many people.
那就是传福音的那个结果了。
That is the result of salvation, the gospel.
那传福音的结果是什么呢？
Now, what is the result of spreading the gospel?
你说哦，那得着许多的人，他们脱离死亡的权势而接受永生。
You say, oh, because of the gospel, many people have been saved from the power of death and sin, and now they can have life.
这绝对是准确的事。
Now that is true.
但是这不是一个完全的事。
But that's not the complete picture.
一个完全的事是什么呢？
What is the complete picture?
弟兄姊妹，在以弗所书的里头，你很清楚的能掌握这一个事实的。
In Ephesians, you can clearly see this truth.
这许许多多蒙恩得拯救的人，
many people who have gotten grace and
grace. 神把他们带到神面前来的时候，
when God brought them before His presence,
把他们建造成为一个身体。
And built them together into the body.
谁的身体呢？
Whose body was it?
基督的身体。
It was the body of Christ.
那教会成了基督的身体。
The church became the body of Christ.
也就是说，所有蒙恩得救的人都给组成了这一个基督的身体。
So everyone who is saved, who believes in the Lord, is part of this body.
那反过来是怎么说呢？
Now, speaking from the other side,
那就是基督就成了教会的头。
You can say that Christ has become the head of the church.
基督就成了教会的元首。
And Christ has become the,
leader.
The leader of the church.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise God.
他把教会放在基督的权柄的底下。
He has put the church under the dominion of Christ.
让教会接受基督的管理、引导和供应。
So that the church can receive Jesus' guidance, care, and righteousness.
来显明神在基督身上所有的一切的安排。
To reveal what God had prepared for them.
这个才是神借着福音要显明在我们信的人的身上的那一个目的。
This is the purpose that God wanted to reveal to us through the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你如果记得神造人的目的的时候，你会领会这一点。
So, brothers and sisters, if you remember why God created man,
你在领会到神借着福音拯救人的时候，也是把我们带到这一个点。
When you remember how God had saved us, and through the gospel, you can understand this point.
因为就像希伯来书第二章第十节那里所提到的。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, it says,
他要领许多的儿子进荣耀里。
He will bring many sons into glory.
弟兄姊妹能掌握这个事实的话，你就知道了。
If you can, brothers and sisters, if you can understand this reality,
福音叫每一个人来到神的面前都接受一个儿子的身份。
For people to come to God, there needs to be the sonship.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
但是不是只是接受一个这样的身份。
But we don't only need to take this sonship.
因为在神的安排的里头。
Because in the provision of God.
这是接受了神儿子身份的人。
For those who take God's sonship.
他们要被引到荣耀里去的。
They will be taken into glory someday.
怎么的荣耀呢？
Now, how will they be taken?
就是与基督同样的荣耀。
They will be taken in the same glory as Jesus.
换一句话来说，那就是与基督有完全的联合。
In other words, their believers are fully connected with Christ.
这样一来，基督做教会的头。
In other words, Christ has become the head of the church.
那教会是基督的身体。
And the church is Christ's body.
那你很清楚就看到一个事实了。
Then here you can clearly see a truth.
头是怎样的？
How the head is,
身体就是怎样的。
The body follows.
头是荣耀的。
If the head is glorious,
身体就带着荣耀的。
The body will also have glory.
头是权柄。
The head is authority.
那身体也就成为一个彰显权柄的那一个发表。
Then the body will also manifest authority.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise God.
那因此当我们来到第三章的时候，
So when we come to Colossians chapter 3,
我们就回到与基督一同与基督一同活过来的这一个事实里。
We return to the reality of being risen with Christ.
我们就看到一个非常清楚的事实。
We can see a very clear truth.
什么事实呢？
What is this truth?
如果没有基督做我们的生命，
If Christ is not our life,
我们就没有路。
Then we have no path to go.
如果没有基督做我们的生命，
If Christ is not our life,
我们根本就是不是一个活的活物摆在神的面前。
Then we are not a real living person before God.
我们常常说，
We many times say,
如果我们看见有一个身体在那里走动，
If we see a person walking,
但是没有头的。
But that person doesn't have a head.
你只看见一个身体在那里动。
You just see the rest of the body walking there.
弟兄姊妹们，你的反应是怎么样？
What's your reaction?
如果真有这样的事，
If this really happened,
我想很快的，你就会像那一个你所看见的那个光景一样。
I think maybe you might actually become like that.
因为你给喝死了。Surprised to be dead.
Oh, because you'd be surprised to death.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个我们很容易了解的。
This is something we brothers and sisters can understand.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our God.
因为他把我们拯救过来的时候。
Because when he rescued us.
他让我们成为基督的身体。
He caused us to become the body of Christ.
让基督做我们的头。
And had Christ as our head.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到一个事实了。
Then, brothers and sisters, you see a reality.
这一个身体是活的身体。
This body is living.
这个身体是在那里表达头的意念的身体。
This body is revealing the will of the head.
头有什么的想法？他的想法是透过那个身体来表达的。
Whatever thought the head has, he reveals it through the body.
头有什么的动作？他也是透过这个身体来显明的。
If the head wants movement, he conveys the movement through the body.
所以我们感谢赞美我们的神。
So we thank and praise our God.
神把我们放在基督做头的这个事实里。
God has put us into the reality of Christ.
我们就知道我们在神面前是有路的。
So we can know we have a way to go before God.
我们不但是在神面前有路的。
Not only do we have a way to go,
并且我们在神的工作的里面，我们是有依靠的。
So, but now we have assurance of the work of Christ.
有根据的。
We have a basis.
我们就可以从教会的历史上面能看到这样的事。
We can see this reality through church history.
如果弟兄姊妹你去教会的历史那里去寻找的话，
If you, brothers and sisters, go and search church history,
你能看见教会从使徒行状的时候开始。
You can see at, during the time of the church of Acts.
一直到了今天。
Even to now.
教会所经历的事情是平顺的日子多呢，还是给人钱他的日子多呢？
The experiences of the church, are they,
step down.
Are they stepped down or are they, did the church step down?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
教会是经历许许多多的困难。
The church has experienced many difficulties.
甚至困难到一个地步，教会好像在一个宗教的组织的里头给完全的遮盖了。
Difficult to point that sometimes it seems the church has been replaced by a religious institution.
那就是在天主教控制着整个地上的那一个属灵的活动的时候。
And that was the time when Catholicism was taking over the church.
教会所经历的难处比任何一个时候都强。
The church has been experiencing many difficulties.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到教会直到今天，他教会还是活的。
But we see that the church is still living even till today.
不单是活的。
Not only is it living.
并且是在长成的。
And it's still growing.
这个长成不单是只是说人数增加的而已。
And its growth is not counted only by how many people come.
乃是说到基督的给人的认识的这样的一个事实。越来越给扩张的。
But also, Christ revealing himself has become deeper and deeper to us Christians.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那么因此当我们来到这一个地步的时候。
So when we have come to this level,
我们就很清楚地确定一个事实。
We are very clear of this.
因着我们是与基督一同活过来。
Because we have been resurrected with Christ.
基督就成了我们的目标。
Christ has become our goal.
基督就成了我们的方向。
Christ has become our direction.
基督也就成了我们的内容。
And Christ has become ourself.
教会的成长。
The growth of the church.
乃是为着基督的彰显。
Was for the manifestation of Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise God.
那为什么我们要传福音呢？
Now, why do we have to preach God?
我们要叫认识基督的人数增加。
We want to cause those who follow God to increase.
为什么我们不能忽略在生命里的追求和造就呢？
Why can't we neglect the search of truth in life?
因为神要那些承受基督救恩的人，他们能长成有基督的身量。
Because God wants those who follow Him to grow in understanding of Him.
叫基督的荣耀和丰富。透过教会来显明在地上。
So that God's riches and glory can be manifested through the church on this earth.
那我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Now we thank and praise God.
所以弟兄姊妹们在我们实际的经历的里头。
So brothers and sisters, in our practical life setting, the reality of our living,
我们很清楚地看到所有信主的人在他们身上都发生变化的。
We can see that Christ has caused a change in people's lives.
我不说到那个变化是怎么的一个样式。
No, I'm not going to go into detail about exactly what.
但是弟兄姊妹很清楚地你能看到一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you can clearly see
我们的生活的态度是有了改变。
Our lifestyle has been changing.
我们生活的内容是有了改变的。
The content of our lives have been changed.
一个更重要的那个事实乃是。
A yet more key reality is.
我们原来都是追求我们外面所有的好处的人。
We who were once seeking only pleasure for ourselves.
但是我们就被带到一个地步。
But we've been brought to this point.
我们开始重视那个里面的。拯救那个需要了。
We are now focusing on the needs of the
inside. 我们就会留意到我们里面的那个属灵的成长。
And we will begin to consider our spiritual growth.
那这些变化对我们来说是非常的自然的。
This growth to us is very natural.
我们每一个人都经过这样的一个实际的光景。
We probably all gone through this experience.
那我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
那这一次在我们身上的初步的经历。
Through this experience,
Through this primary experience, 那弟兄姊妹，你看他就是说，我们那个经历是继续要往前去的。
You can see that our experience is continuing onward.
往前去到一个什么的地步？
Forward to what point?
就是要叫基督的身量在我们的身上越过越加增。
To cause Christ's life to be continued. and to grow and be manifested.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise God.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你来到第三章的时候，你就看到这样的一些话语向我们来说明了。
So when you come to chapter 3, brothers and sisters, you can see how God's word is revealed thus to us.
那第三章一开始就用一个所以这样一个词来引出下边的交通。
So chapter 3 begins with the phrase so to continue us.
它是所以,
so, it says so.
所以什么呢?
So what?
所以你们若真与基督一同复活啊,
It says, so if ye then be risen with Christ,
我们是与基督一同复活,
we haven't risen with Christ.
但是圣灵在那里说一句很重的话,
but the Holy Spirit says something very serious there.
他说,所以啊,如果你们真与基督一同复活,
so he says, therefore, if ye then be risen with Christ,
那就怎么样呢?
Then what?
那就要带出底下的一些的结果出来了。
Then there must be some results of that.
那上面的是什么结果呢?
Then what's the following result?
我们具体的生活上面的变化了。The practical life.
It's the practical life that we live.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
那个里面，那个我们生活里面那个实际的那个改变是怎么回事呢？
How have we changed practically in our life?
就像刚才我所说的，我们从外面的追求，后来进到里面的追求了。
It's changed from seeking outwardly for fulfillment to seeking fulfillment of our inwardness.
而我们在我们没有认识主以前，我们所有的追求都在外面的。
Before we knew the Lord, all our seeking were outside. In our body.
刚才吃饭的时候,
like before when we're eating.
听了弟兄们说起, 昨天还是今天, 洋基打胜仗的那件事。
Oh, and when we're eating, some brother was talking about how the Yankees won.
当然在这个地区的人啊, 不对这个消息是很高兴。
Of course, people around this area might not be that happy about this.
虽然你是基督徒,
even though you're a Christian, you'd still be very happy.
但是错了吗?
But is it wrong?
没有错。
No, it's not wrong.
但是真的没有错吗?
But is it really not wrong?
你想清楚。
Think very carefully.
如果你只是觉得,哦,一个事情有这样的结果, yeah, 不错。
Yeah, if you just think, oh, such thing happened, okay, not bad, not bad.
那的确是不坏。
Of course it's not bad.
因为最低限度在你生活里头减轻了你一点压力。
Of course it causes you to have less stress in your life.
但是如果你看看街上的一般人的那种疯狂的光景,
but if you look at normal people on the streets, how they're in a frenzy over this.
我是没有看见，也没有在电视上看到。
No, I didn't see this, and I didn't see it on TV either.
因为离开家到了外边的时候，我根本和电视新闻的完全断了节。
No, because when I go outside my home, I'm basically cut off.
所以发生什么事情我都不知道。
So whatever happened, I didn't know.
但是按照从前所留下的一些印象。
But from the recollections I have,
哪一个地方都是这样,
it's the same in most places.
特别在欧洲你看到那个足球大赛, 英国的足球大赛,
especially
不是英国足球, 是那个英国足球的世界大赛,
especially in Europe, during the World Cup in England,
他们因着那个比赛的结果所引出来的结果是什么呢?
Well, how do they respond to the champion?
是球迷打架。
They start to have a big fight.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们都疯狂了。
Because they were in a frenzy.
他们个人有个人的立场。
Because they had their own team.
Standpoint.
Yeah, they had their own standpoint.
我是支持某一个球队的。
I'm a fan of a particular team.
他赢了我就高兴了。
If they win, I'm very happy.
如果他们输了的话, 那我就很沮丧了。
Now, if they lost, I'll be very sad.
我在那里沮丧, 你在那里高兴, 你就把我的火也起来了。
Now, because my team lost, I'm sad here, and your team won, you're happy there, so it caused me to become angry.
先是嘴巴里面吵吵。
First, they start arguing with words.
多吵两句的话, 手也动起来了。
Then after arguing a little, hands start to fly.
这就是世界的样子。
This is what the world is like.
为什么会是有这样的样子?
Why though?
因为我们所追求的都是外面的东西。
Because we seek pleasure from outward
things. 外面的东西它满足了我们外面的需求的时候, 我们觉得很开心。
So when our things please us, we think that's a satisfaction.
如果它不能满足我要求的时候，我就感觉很伤心。
But when they can't satisfy us, then we're very sad.
那弟兄姊妹，我们作为神的儿女。
Now, brothers and sisters, as children of God,
我们是与基督一同复活的。
We are risen with Christ.
我们的喜乐是根据什么呢？
What is our happiness based on?
我们里面的有一点的忧愁或是重担又是根据什么呢？
And where's our sadness based on?
显然我们不因着外面的事情给我们有影响。
Our things should not influence us.
我们所纪念的是主的事。
We should be considerate of the Lord's.
我们担忧的是主的心意不够满足。
We should be afraid that we have not fulfilled.
我们担忧的是我们跟不上主的安排。
We should be afraid that we cannot follow up on God's guiding.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到圣灵在这里说话了。
So you can see very clearly here.
你们如果真的是与基督一同复活，if
ye then be risen with Christ,
你们就当求要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Seek those things which are above, not those things of the affections of things on the earth.
那弟兄姊妹要很清楚地读这两句话。
Now, brothers and sisters, read these words carefully.
他不是在这里说你不要想天地上的事。
Now, it doesn't say you shouldn't think about things on the earth.
你要想天上的事。
You should think about things in heaven.
圣灵在这里没有，不是这样说。
The Holy Spirit doesn't say that here.
他在这里说。 你思念上面的事。
It says, you should set your affection on things above.
不要思念地上的事。
Not on things on the earth.
地上有许许多多的事。
Now, there's many things on earth.
你可以去思念它。
You could think about it.
但是你发觉一个结果。
But you will realize that.
你越思念地上的事, 你离开神就越远。
The more you think about things of this earth, the farther away you stray from God.
这是我们在主面前走过来的每一个人都有的经历。
This is what each of us have been experiencing in our walk with God.
这样我们不去思想就好了吗？
Now, not to think about it is okay.
我们的主不是叫我们不去思想，是叫不要叫我们不要去思念。
Our God did not tell us to not think about these things. He says not to set our affections on them.
你说思想跟思念有什么区别?
Now, what's the difference between thinking and setting your affections on it?
有的。
There's a difference.
比方说,
For example,
家里的米今天晚上吃完了。
The family's rice has been eaten this night.
也许我因着这一阵子的那个经济海啸，我也失业了好久了。
And because of the economic situation, I lost my job for a while.
那我就要想了。
So now I'll be thinking.
明天要去买米了。
Tomorrow I have to buy some rice.
但是一个很具体的问题在哪里?
But a very important.
家里都没钱了。
A very key point is I don't have any money at home.
怎么去买米呢?
How will I buy rice?
弟兄姊妹，你说你碰到这个光景，你想不想?
Brothers and sisters, if you come to this point, won't you think about it?
你会想。
You would think about it.
你想没有错。
It's not wrong to think about it.
但是你想是可以想。
Thinking is thinking.
但是你不要把它升级升到一个地步成了思念。
But you don't have to think about such a point that it becomes an affection.
Thinking about it.
Oh, thinking about it.
你说那就不去想想，没事，有什么了不起呢？
To think about it, so what's wrong with thinking about it?
弟兄姊妹，一个很明显的结果在我们身上会出现的。
Then an apparent result will be.
你想起今天晚上家里没米了。
When you think about, oh, there's no rice for us.
明天有没有米？ 没有把握。
We have no guarantee there's going to be rice tomorrow.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我现在没米。
Even though I don't have rice now.
但是我还有神。
by serve God.
明天的事情主自己说过,
for the things of tomorrow, God has said,
一天的忧虑一天当就够了。
People should worry about each day by themselves.
明天的忧虑明天的事情,
the worries of tomorrow, the things of tomorrow,
主是这样的应许过,
the Lord has promised this
before.
He has promised to lead me through these difficulties.
我想是想,
thinking is thinking. But I still have peace within, so I can fall asleep peacefully.
如果不是这样呢?
What if it's not like that?
你要是真的落到思念里呢?
What if you focus all your attention on that?
你说,哎呀, 明天去找。 找一个不在这里的人，找叶少说弟兄。
Tomorrow let's look for Brother Ye.
向他请求帮忙一下。
To ask him, and I'll ask him for help.
但是你就马上想起。
But then you think of right away.
向他弟兄最近出差还没回来。
Brother Ye is on business trip. He isn't back yet.
那 找不到他了.
Oh, now you can't find him for help.
那怎么办呢?
Now what?
那看看还有谁可以找?
We'll look for someone else.
丢子们,你看到你落到思念里边,那个东西就是这样一直朝着,灵着你走。
Yeah, once you start worrying about it, your thought line keeps going on and on.
不管你领出,你那个思念带出结果也好,带不出结果也好。
Whether your worrying causes results or not, your heart is continuously tumultuous. You can't sleep well tonight. So you wait until tomorrow, and if at last you still can't solve this,
那弟兄姊妹，我不说太多这样的事了。
What will happen, brothers? I will not share that much.
我是让弟兄姊妹你更清楚的能掌握这个的。你可以想一些事情，但是你不要落到思念的里头，对于地上的事。
Let me emphasize this: you can think about things on this earth, but you shouldn't translate that thinking into worry or setting our affections on it.
因为你留意到我们所有的一些心思和意念，在神面前。
You have to understand this, that God constantly monitors each and every one of our thoughts. That's why God said, just take the burden of each day that is assigned to you.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
是当我们真的是与基督一同复活,
so when we are truly risen with Christ,
我们真的是与基督的生命连结,
so when we are truly connected with Christ, what reality has happened in our lives?
从前我活,
once I lived, I want to live by myself, for myself.
但是感谢我们的神,
but we thank our God.
现在我活,
now I live.
就不是我一个人在那里活,
I'm not living for myself.
是基督在我里面陪着我一起活,
but it's Christ living with me and in me.
昨天晚上在朱弟兄家里, 有一些弟兄姊妹们在有点交通。
Yesterday night at Brother Chu's house, we had
听到一些弟兄姊妹们他们在主面前一些的经历。
We have some brothers share on their experiences with the Lord.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
好几个弟兄姊妹们都提到他们所经历的事情，都指出一个问题。
Many a key factor that many brothers and sisters pointed out in the
relationship. 我们的重担实在是由主来做我们的担当。
Our burdens truly have the Lord to take care of.
主给我们经历这样的事情。
The Lord has given us so much to take.
为要叫我们去学习。
So much burdens so that we can learn.
我们已经是与基督一同活过来的。
We are risen with Christ.
所以我们整个的生活就产生了一个很大的变化在那里。
So our life has undergone a huge transformation.
我们要多思念上面的事。
We have to think of set our affections on things above.
不去思念地上的事。
Not on things of the earth.
那为什么呢?
Why?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们的 主在那里说话的时候说得很清楚。
When our Lord spoke, it was very clear.
但是为什么你们要思念上面的事情呢?
Why do you set your affections on?
主的话是怎么说呢?
What does the Lord say?
那弟兄姊妹们借就给我们去认识一个非常清楚的事情。
This causes us to understand a very clear thing.
他说因为你们已经死了。
Says because you're dead.
那这是第一件事。
That's the first point.
第二件事情呢?
What's the second point?
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
The second point is your life is hid with Christ.
那弟兄说，这就是我们在那个接受主的救恩里面所得着的那个经历的实际。This
is something that we have. This is a reality that we experience through salvation in Christ.
我们已经死了。
We are already dead.
你说什么时候死的？
You ask when we die.
我还不是活着吗？
Am I not still living
right now? 如果我已经死了，我怎么会跑到这个？ 这个什么地方？跑到这个Tony的聚会的地方来坐在这里参加聚会呢？
Now, if I were dead, how could I be able to still come here to Newark?
我能来到这里，我就是没有死。
If I can only come here if I'm not dead.
但是主的话说，因为你们已经死了。
But the Lord's word says, for ye are dead.
你留意，主不是说你来到这个地方你就死了。
God didn't say, when you come here, then you die.
那主的话是这样的，你说说你已经死了。
The Lord's word says, you are already dead.
做成了的事实。
It's something that's already done.
你说什么时候有发生这个事情，我都没有经过什么大经历。
You ask, oh, when did this happen? I've never gone through a great experience like this.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
对我们来说不一定是。 我们要一定要经过很特殊的经历。
We thank God that we didn't have to go through a special experience.
只要你知道，你接受的那一位救主是钉死在十字架上的。他钉死的时候，不仅他一个人钉在那里，你与他一同钉在那里。
If you know that the Lord who died for you, when He was nailed on the cross, you were also nailed with Him.
那我们的主钉在十字架上，他死了。So
our Lord who was nailed on the cross, He died.
你与他一同钉在那里的时候，我们的主死了，你确实活着。Because
you too were nailed with Him, so you also died.
有这样的事吗？
Is this thing possible?
如果有这样的事的话，If
this thing exists,
那你没有与主同钉。Then
you were not nailed with Christ.
你跟主没有关系。If
this weren't possible, then you had no relationship with God. But we thank our God.
他很清楚地在那里说道。He
very clearly said.
因为我们信心接受主在十字架上所做成的那一件事。Because
we had faith to receive and accept what God did for us.
在我们相信的那一刻。
When we believed in Him.
我们就与主联合起来了。That
very instant we are united
with Christ. 主的经历就是我们的经历。Christ's
experience becomes our experience.
主所走过的路程就是我们走过的路程。
The way that Christ walked, we also are walking.
主钉在十字架上。
Christ was nailed to the cross.
我也钉在十字架上。
I am nailed to the cross.
他死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
我也死在十字架上。
We also died on the cross.
那他复活过来的时候呢?
And when He resurrected?
当然我也活过来。
Obviously, we also resurrected.
但主什么时候钉十字架的呢?
But when did Jesus die on the cross?
不是现在。
It wasn't now.
是在 1900若干年前
It was around 19 some hundred years ago.
弟兄姊妹们，你说那个时候地上还没有我。
Brothers and sisters, in that time there's not me on this earth.
我怎么能与基督连在一起呢？
How could I be united with Christ?
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
对我们这些人来说，我们是有时间观念的。
For us people, we have a concept of time.
我们知道什么就是现在、过去、现在和未来。
We know what's past, what's present, and what's future.
但是我们的主是超越时间。But
our God is transcendent beyond time.
那我们信心和他连接的时候，
And when we unite with him in faith,
他虽然是1900多年以前所做的事情,
even though what he did was around 1900 years ago,
也同样发生那个果效在我们的身上,
the same results are put on us.
我们感谢赞美主,
we thank our God.
他指出了这一个很明显的事实,
he points out this serious reality.
你们已经死了,
you are already dead.
你们不但是已经死了,
not only are you already dead,
而且是也与他一同活过来了,
and you are risen with Christ.
不但是与他一同活过来,
and not only are you risen with Christ,
并且弟兄姊妹, 你特别留意,
and brothers, pay close attention.
我们的主复活了以后, 去了哪里?
And where did our Lord go after he rose?
我们感谢神,
we thank our God.
也许我们忘记,
maybe we forgot.
但是主的话提醒我们,
but God's word reminds us.
他提醒我们什么呢?
What does it remind us?
他说, 你们与基督一同藏在神里面,
and says your life is hid with Christ in God.
我们与主一同藏在神里面就怎么样呢?
What does it mean to be hid in God?
你要留意第一节里边一个事实咯。
You have to remember the reality of verse 1.
如果你们真的是与基督一同复活,
you have to understand, I am truly risen with Christ.
你就要求上面的事,
so then I should seek things
above.
为什么? Why?
因为基督现在是在神的右边,
because Christ is now on the right hand of God.
那在神的右边那是在哪里呢?
Now where is that to be on the right hand of God?
肯定不是在下面,
of course it's not below God.
他是在上头,
Christ is above.
他是在高天之上,
he is above the heavens.
基督如今就是在高天之上与神同坐,
Christ is now seated above the heavens with God.
那因此你就要思念上头的事情,
and thus you should seek things above.
弟兄姊妹你看就是那么简单的几句话,
it's just those few words.
把救恩里面那个最荣耀的一个事实的,
in which God revealed an important truth to us.
基督已经在天上,
Christ is already seated on the right hand of God.
他是我们的生命,
he is our life.
那因此我们就当思念上面的事,
so thus we should seek things above, think of things above.
不要思念地上的事,
not set our affections on things
above. 因为基督是我们的生命,
because Christ is our life.
这一个生命呢,
what about this?
叫我们与基督一同藏在神里面,
causes us to be hid in God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we thank our God.
那在主的话的里头, 还有继续的话没说完,
so the word of God is not finished.
他说基督是我们的生命,
it says Christ is our life.
他显现的时候,
when he,
你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里,
it says when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall I also appear with him in glory.
弟兄姊妹你看到那个结果就是这样的一个事实,
you can see that the result of this is this reality.
我们与基督的生命连接了,
we are connected with Christ.
基督如今是在神那里,
because Christ is with God.
在第二章的里头呢,
in chapter 2,
主的话又给我们看到, 神把他一切的, 智慧荣耀和丰富啊, 都有形有体的, 放在基督里面,
we can see that God causes glory and riches to be put in Christ.
那现在你就看到一个事情,
then now you see this.
如果说地位现在基督是与主一同坐在天上,
now if the position of Christ is at the right hand of God,
如果说到内容,
if we speak of the substance,
你就看着神把他所有的一切全放在基督里面,
we can see that God gave everything of his substance to Christ.
从外面到里面,
from outside,
神所有的一切都在基督的里头,
everything of God is in Christ.
而我们呢?
What about us?
我们却借着十字架的救恩, 我们与基督联合起来,
through the salvation of the cross, we are united with Christ.
基督的就是我们的,
Christ stuff, Christ is ours, because he has become our life.
所以就带出一个这样的结果,
so this result occurs now.
他在荣耀里显现的时候,
when he appears in glory,
我们就与基督一同显现在荣耀里,
then we then we also shall appear with him in glory.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，当我们读神的话读到这个地方的时候，
so brothers and sisters, when we read this portion,
那我们就很清楚就注意到了。
Then we clearly can should know.
我们不是念上面地上的事，是念上面的事。
We should not care about things of this earth, but
our affections are above. 为什么神这样引导引领我们呢？
Why does God guide us so?
那我们在这里就看到我们的地位的问题。
We can see the problem of our status.
第一、第二章我们看见基督的地位。
In chapters 1 and 2, we see Christ's status.
到第三章的时候，神就让我们很清楚地看到我们的地位。
In chapter 3, God clearly shows us our status.
那我们的地位是什么样的地位呢？
What is our status?
从外面来说，我们与基督联合。
From outwardly, it seems we are united with Christ.
但是从实际上面来说呢？
But in reality,
一个与基督联合的人，
A person who's reality,
他是与基督一同藏在神里面。
A person who's united with Christ, he is hid in Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们，你就要思想一下，什么叫做与基督一同藏在神里面？
So brothers and sisters, consider what it is to be hid in a Christ.
如果说我们是与基督一同藏在神里面，
If we're with Christ hid in God,
头一件事情我们就看到。
In the same thing we can see,
基督的所有就是我们的所有。
What all that is in Christ is in us.
第二件事情我们看见的。
Then the second thing we can
我们是藏在神里面。
We are hid in God.
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
那是神把我们整个的包围起来。
That God completely covers us.
那如果神是把我们整个的包围起来。
Now if God completely covers us,
那个结果是什么？
What's that result?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see,
神的一所有的一切也成了我们的一切。
Christ's all has become our all.
因为神所有的来完全的把我们围绕起来。
Because Christ, God, what is God completely covers us.
我们成了是在神里面的人。
We have become people in Christ.
当我们思念到这样的一件事的时候，
When we think on these things,
很容易我们就会想起我们的主在约翰福音十七章里边所说的话。
We can clearly remember what God spoke, Jesus spoke in John chapter 17.
在约翰十七章的里边，我们的主说过几句话，很有意思。
Now in John chapter 17, God specifically said words to us.
如果整段的话说起来，那是二十节到二十三节。
Now, if we want to read it together, it will be John 17, verse 20.
如果浓熟的就把那些话点出来的话，那你弟兄姊妹，你很清楚记得这几句话的。
If we just generalize what it's
concentrate.
If we just concentrate what it's speaking, you'll find.
主说，父啊，我是在你里面。
Jesus says, Father, I am in you.
你也是在我里面。
And you are in me.
然后呢？
Then what?
然后就是神把我们这些人放在基督里面。
It's that God placed us in Christ.
那就是我们也算是在主里面。
Then that means that we also are in Christ.
那结果呢？
Then what?
主也在我们里面。
Then God is also in us.
那引出一个更完整的结果呢？
Then what is the immediate result?
我们都在神里面。
We are all in God.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们细细去留意到我们的主所做成的这样的一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, we consider carefully what God has done for us.
你就看到一个非常荣耀的事。
We can see a very glorious thing.
我们一直说基督是怎样，我们就怎样。
We often say what Jesus is, that's what we should be.
根据什么？
Based on what?
当然我们说根据基督成了我们的生命。
Of course we say it's based on the fact that Christ has become us.
但是感谢主。
But we thank our God.
不单是基督是我们的生命。
Not only has Christ become our life.
神也让我们看见我们是在基督里。
God has also shown us that we are in Christ.
更进一步给我们看见基督是在神里父神里面。
And taking a step further, he showed us that Christ is in God.
如果基督是在父神的里面，
then if Christ is in God,
我们是在基督里面，
and we are in Christ,
那我们在不在神里面？
Then are we in God?
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们也在神里面。
That means we are in God too.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个何等荣耀的事实。
This is a glorious reality.
那这是我们在神面前的那个地位。
This is our position before God.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
因着这样的一个事实。
Because of this reality.
神确定了我们这些人。
God is sure of us.
我们走完我们一生的路程。
After we have walked the life.
或者是我们还没有走完我们一生的路程，我们的主就回来了。
Or even if we have not finished walking our life.
那我们就接受一个结局。
Then we can take this conclusion.
那个结局是什么呢？
What is that result?
话语非常简单。
The word is very simple.
他怎么显现在荣耀里？
How he revealed himself in glory.
我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
We will be revealed with him in glory.
他所得的荣耀就成了我们的荣耀。
The glory he received will become our glory.
他的尊贵也成了我们的尊贵。
The honor he receives will become our
honor. 他在神面前所承受的各样的祝福也就成了我们的享用，毫无保留的享用。
The blessings he receives, we can continue to partake.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到这一点的时候，
when we realize this point,
我们才会想起在以弗所书里面所说到的一件非常重要的事情。
Then we will remember an important point in Ephesians.
那以弗所书那里头说到一件什么事？
Now what does it say in Ephesians?
那就是说到神的整个的恩典的安排。
It talks about the grace of God.
说到神整个恩典的安排最后的结局。
Talks about the preparation of the grace of God.
那个结局是什么呢？
What is the result?
叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
To cause all creation to be one under Christ.
一切宇宙里头我们所接触到的和我们所接触不到的。
Everything in creation, whether we make contact with it or not,
都在基督里同归于一，向着神。
Are all one under Christ.
那然后以弗所书里边就指出一个很关键的事实。
Then Ephesians points out a clear truth.
在什么情形底下，万有能在基督里同归于一呢？
Under what condition will all creation be one under Christ?
当神在地上借着救恩把教会建造完成的时候，这个事实就出来了。
When Christ through salvation saves the world, then this condition is fulfilled.
因为以弗所书那里说，
because it says in Ephesians,
神这样的一个荣耀，
God's glory,
是借助那些首先在基督里有盼望的人来显出来。
Was revealed to those who were waiting for God's glory.
我不详细说那一段话的那事情。
I'm not going to specifically draw.
但弟兄姊妹，你记得有主的话里头提到这样的一个安排。
Because, but remember, in God's word, it talks about such a preparation.
神要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
God wants all creation to be one under Christ.
但神怎么能叫万有在基督里同归于一？
How does God cause all to be one under Christ?
神要先得着一批在基督里首先有盼望的人。
God wants to first take those who have hope in Christ.
让神的称赞在那里开始。
To cause God's praise to start there.
然后就扩展到。
Then
to
cause that praise to expand to all of creation.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
我们看到这些年来，
we see,
在人中间发生的一种情形。
We see that through the years, what has happened on this earth.
在前的一二百年的里边，那个唯物思想在那里澎湃的时候。
In the past 200 years, when the materialism that has been pervading society.
那好像地上到处你都看见人对神的那个对抗。
It seems as if everywhere you can see how man is resisting God.
但是最近这一二十 一二三十年来呢?
But for the past 20 or 30 years,
弟兄姊妹们,你看到一个很有意思的事情,
you can see a very unique thing.
在科学界的里头,
in the realm of
science,
there is a new explanation for the beginning of creation.
它说这个宇宙的那个成因呢,或者那个,完全是在一个智慧的设计的那一个耶稣的底下的。
It says that the creation of the world could only have come from an intelligent designer.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we thank and praise God.
你要如果真的要从这些科学界的人的思想里边来看这个发展的话,
if you look at the development of the world through the eyes of these scientists,
虽然他们没有勇气说出那一个智慧的设计就是等于神,
even though they don't have the courage to say the intelligent designer is God,
但是他就把这个印象带给我们能领会得到了。
But he caused us, they caused us to understand this point.
不然的话，那个智慧设计是什么？
Then what could intelligent design be about?
是一团空气吗？
Is it a cloud of air?
是一个能力吗？
Is it just a force?
这些都是不具体的东西。
These are things that are not.
但是你要把它具体的时候，
if you want to put in concrete terms,
你除了说那就是那个创造万有的神以外，还有谁呢？
Besides the Almighty Creator God, who else could it be?
我们承认人的心思是不住在那里边。
We confess that men do not dwell their thoughts alone.
有时变高，有时变低，又高又低，又高又低。
Sometimes our thoughts go up and then sometimes they go down.
但是你看到一个趋势。
But you see
a tendency. 你看到这样的一种光景。
But you see this the state of the human of mankind.
人。 可以一面很厉害的在那里拒绝神。
A man on one hand could be fiercely resisting God.
但是另一面你看见神没有办法不受吸引靠近神。
But on the other hand, you can see men cannot but be drawn to God.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank and praise God.
那这是一件非常荣耀的事。
This is a very glorious thing.
把我们看到。
We can see
神把我们放在一个这样荣耀尊贵的地位里。
God has put us into such a glorious position.
然后等候一个结果的出来。
And is waiting for the result.
就是他在荣耀里显现的时候，我们的主在荣耀里显现的时候。
So that he's waiting when Christ is revealed again in glory.
我们要与主一同显在荣耀里。We
can be revealed in glory with him.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。We
thank and praise God.
这个是神已经做好的事情。
This is what God has already done for us.
也在我们身上成为我们的实际的一些光景。
And has caused to become a reality in our life.
但是我们不能停留是在这样短短的一个领会里。
But we can't just stay on this revelation.
我们必须要把这样的一个领会很具体的表达在我们实际的生活里。
We have to take this understanding and practically apply to our lives.
那怎么表达呢？
How do we portray?
所以第三章接下去就说到了我们生活上的那所起的更完整的更大的那一个变化。
So chapter 3 outlines that complete change in our life.
简单的一句话来说,
To put in simple,
把上面所提的不要思念地上的事情具体化的在这里提出了一个整个的范围。
Paul takes seeking things above and clearly puts it in detail below.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
所以从第五节那里开始。
From verse 5,
这里又提到一个所以。
This again says, it has a preposition here again.
这一个所以呢,
This preposition,
就引出底下的事实。
Brings out the truth below.
这个底下的事实就是根据上文所说的，我们与基督一同复活这个事实所带出来的。
The result below was taken from because we are risen with Christ.
那所以什么呢？
So what?
所以你们就要指使你们在地上的肢体。
It says mortify therefore your members.
很具体的在那里就说了一些东西。
Very clearly it says there.
然后就说出一个。 目标来。
Then it says a goal.
那个目标是什么呢？
It gives what's the purpose?
你们要慢慢的脱离那个旧造的那个形象。
You have to mortify or stay clear of the things of this earth.
The old creation,
the members of the earth.
然后要叫我们能活出那个新造。
Then, so we can live out the new
creation.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。 We thank and praise God.
这里的话，弟兄姊妹，你从字句上面你就看出来了。
Now, in the context, brothers and sisters, you can see.
用不出去做那个更多的解说了。
Scholars have written commentaries on this.
一切在旧教里头的东西。
The creation in the old,
包括我们的思想,
old creation, including our thoughts,
我们的感情,
our emotions,
我们的生活习惯,
our lifestyle,
我们那个生活态度,
our life,
我们不再给地上的事物来捆绑,
we are no longer bound by the things of this
world. 我们要慢慢慢慢地脱掉这一些的事物,
we want to slowly cast off these.
我们要进到一个新的光景里。
We want to enter into a new life.
这个新的光景是什么呢?
What is this new?
那就是基督做我们生命的这一个新造的事实显明在我们的身上.
It's that Christ's life, through which He revealed, God's life which He revealed through Christ could be clearly manifest in us.
这样的一个显明,
this revelation,
那一个范围是包括 各样的种族，各样的文化，各样的那个历史。
Revealing is through all kinds of arts and history.
不管你是属于哪一个光景。
It doesn't matter what state you're in.
只要你进到基督的里头。
If you enter into Christ.
只要你和基督有了那个生命的连接。
If you are connected, united with Him, if you are risen with Christ, we will be brought into this. Even though this is something to be asked, but we cannot but say, this is God's Spirit who provided and encourages us to go into this. We thank and praise God. When we see this thing, we can very clearly see what thing is this?
建造成一个在新造里头的团体。
God wants us to gather us together as one body in Christ.
这个新造里面的团体。
This new group in the new creation.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise God.
神要这样做成这个事情。
God wants to do this.
你说怎么做？
You ask how does he do it?
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise God.
他没有说到具体的事情以前。
Before he speaks of the group,
他先说出了神自己做成这个工作的原则。
He speaks of the standards that God uses.
明天我们会要交通到那一个神怎么来做成这一个工的那个安排。
Tomorrow we'll share on exactly how God provides
for
work. But here it says already, God has already done this for a purpose.
这一个原则是什么呢?
What is this purpose?
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
他让我们起初在第一章第二章里面怎么的看见基督。
How he caused us to see Christ in the first and second chapters.
现在到第三章的时候呢?
Now when we come to chapter 3,
他一直说来说去还是说到基督那里头。
He's still speaking on Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
刚才我们读这个段话的时候,
before we're reading these
弟兄姊妹,
words,
你看到了,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
文化的问题,
the problem with the culture,
种族的问题,
the problem with the
race,
yeah.
那个, 宗教的问题,
the problem with religion,
你是受割礼还是没受割礼,
whether they have circumcision or not,
是你是一个文明人还是还是一个野蛮人,
whether you are a Greek, barbarian or Scythian,
你是一个奴隶还是说你是一个奴隶主, 在当时哥罗西书写的时候的那个社会的状态,
During that time, they're sort of the slave society of during the time when the Colossian book was written.
用现在的话来说,
in modern context,
看你是老板还是雇员,
it says whether you're the employer or the employee.
不管你那一个区别在外面是怎么样,
it doesn't matter what the outward distinctions are.
圣灵在那里只指出一个事实,
the Holy Spirit pointed out truth here.
因为这个一切,
In all creation,
神都把它摆在基督里,
God has placed all of that under Christ.
你什么样的那个, 背景都好,
it doesn't matter what background you have.
神是把它放到基督里,
God has put all that in under Christ.
没放进在基督这一个新造的事实里,
He has put that in the new creation under Christ.
一切旧造的那个东西在神的面前都要失去了踪影。
All old creation will disappear under God.
但是我们不能不说,
but we cannot say,
在我们的习惯和我们的感觉上面来说, 这些个东西要失去那个影响, 需要时间。
We cannot but say that to have the old creation lose its influence in us takes time.
因为我们的习惯很不容易能脱得出来。
Because we have many habits that are hard to get rid of.
但是有一个事实在我们里面没有失,
but there's a reality that won't pass away. Maybe outwardly you cannot get rid of that habit. But inside of you, you have a calling. You should not continue. You have to enter into the new creation. You have to enter into Christ.
You have to
see that the reality of Christ is what God wants. Anything outside of Christ is not what God wants. We thank and praise God. You can see that God's word clearly says this.
主的话提出了许许多多人和人中间的不同,
God's word talks about how there's many differences between different people.
但是他指出一个事实,
but it points out a truth.
那个事实是什么呢?
What is that truth?
那个事实是唯有基督是包括一切,
it's the truth is but Christ is all and in all. Only Christ.
唯有基督是包括一切,
only Christ is all.
因为所有的神都把他们放在基督里,
God has placed everything under Christ.
当神把我们这些人放在基督里, 一切在旧造里的东西都失去了他的那个权柄。
When God has placed everything under Christ, all the old creation has lost its authority on us.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank and praise God.
那这句话呢, 我们中文翻译出来的时候, 好像多了一点东西。
In the Chinese, when we look at this word in the Chinese translation, they seem to have added some things.
我们中文圣经把它翻出来是说, 唯有基督是包括一切, 又住在个人之内。
Oh, it says in Chinese translation, but Christ covers all and lives in all.
虽然意义没有太多的距离,
Even though there's not much of a variation, but we can see that there's two things here. But God does not want us to see two things here. God wants us to see that He is doing one thing here. He wants to say that all is in Christ.
基督在一切以内, 不单是在个人里面。
Now, it not only says that Christ all is in Christ, no, it also says that Christ
not,
is in
not only in the individual people.
Oh.
Not only in the individual people.
Not only in the intermediate people.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
就是说神不是只是给我们看见我们个别的人,
God does not only want us to see our individual selves.
他是叫我们看见,
He wants us to see
基督是在我们众人的里头。
Oh, He wants us to see that He is in all of us. All of us.
他在我里面也在你里面。
He's not only in me, but He's also in you. And in Him.
这个在里面是连接在一起的。
This in Him is not only in one person.
这个连接就是基督是我们的声音。
This in him is that Christ is in us all. We thank and praise God. This is a glorious truth. Because of this, we can see that if you are risen with Christ, you should seek those things which are above, not those things which are
on
the earth. Because for you are dead and your life is
with
Christ. We thank our God. Now, if this is what Christ has already done, God has already done, then we face this problem. How does what God has already done how is it related to us? So tomorrow we'll share about this. So brothers, tomorrow before you come back, please carefully think about what we should do, the latter half of
chapter 3.
We can see that what the Lord does is very clear and practical. On the one hand, he says what he's going to do. On the other hand, he tells us how what he's going to do is going to apply in our lives. We thank our God. I think we're going to only share this much
tonight. 你看见了神手里头工作的那个方向和内容。
So you can see the direction and content of the Lord's
work.
Especially the purpose of God's work. So that we can not only have personal understanding, but we can also see what God wants to work through all of us. May all glory and praise belong to Him. Because God has done something great for us. So that Jesus is the only way by which we can come to God. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you. Because you have truly done great things. Before we even knew you, you had done great preparation for us. While we're still rebellious, you did not forsake us. You still followed your will to bring us back to you. On the one hand, you brought us with your gospel. You caused Christ to be our life so that we can be refer back to the relationship we have with you. We thank and praise you. We have no words to speak. We admit that we are very weak. We admit that it is hard for us to follow your will. But you are bringing us constantly step by step. To bring us into the glory revealed by our Son.
的话的那个光照的底下，我们没有办法不服下来说，我们的主，你配得一切的称颂、感谢、爱戴和赞美。Under
the light of your word, we cannot but say that your Son is worthy of all thanksgiving, praise, and glory.
但愿我们的主，你继续借着圣灵向我们做更深入的工。May
Lord, may you continue to work through your Holy Spirit.
往你所要完成的，更多的显明在我们的心思里。That
what you want to be complete. What you want to be complete may be revealed in our hearts. So that we can be drawn to your foot.
成就你的美意。
To fulfill your will.
叫你的心意得着完全的成就。
That your will may be completed.
让万有都在基督里同归于一。
That all creation may be one under Christ.
我们也实在的首先把你的荣耀、赞美和爱戴给带出来。
So that we can reveal your glory, praise, and love to us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank you, Lord.
主，但愿你不单是今天晚上让我们看见你向我们说话。
We pray that you not only reveal yourself to us tonight.
求主继续向我们说话。
But we pray that you continue to speak to us.
我们再次说，荣耀归给你。
We again say that all glory belongs to you.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.